It's a Friday podcast. Oh, man. What a day. Mm. Ooh, what a day.
I just want to say this podcast should come with a warning because it will leave you wanting a big old bowl of ravioli.
Why can't you say it? It's ravioli?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I got your made up word wrong.
Get my made up. Like, it's like when people are making up the rules to a game when they as they go along. And you don't get the game right, so, you know, they take it out on you. Ravioli is how we say ravioli in
yes.
my family.
And we unpack that topic further, people telling us what their family's words for things are, and it's very cute.
Also on the show today, this could be a CLM, career limiting move, Bronte taking on the boss.
Yeah, in on this day, yeah. Because I haven't been able to play Can You Beat Bronte this week, so I've had a lot of pent-up competitiveness,
yeah,
and I take it out on him.
Plus the Wiggles tax that we are all going to pay. As Queenslanders.
The hot potato.
It's a real hot potato. It's coming up. Cliffo and Bronte.
Cliffo and Bronte's On This Day.
This is a very special version of On This Day. It's still the game we know and love. We look back in history on this day, November 17. Normally, it is you and I, Cliffo, up against each other with producer Beck. Giving us some events. But today you, sir, are the game master.
Beck is in Thailand waking up with a chang over as we speak. So I'm going to be quiz master.
Yes.
It's going to be Bronte up against our boss, Smithy.
Boss morning. Man,
hello.
Smithy.
It's always interesting when you have your boss in the studio because I find radio bosses are a little bit like, do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah.
And that gets highlighted when they're in studio.
I just feel you've run out of options. Here
that,
I am.
Bottom
too.
Of the barrel.
Yeah. That too. All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready. So what we're going to do is I'm going to say an event. Mm. Smithy, you go up against Bronte. You guys have to guess the year that the event occurred.
No, so, is it? Is okay. It, like I'm old.
Yep. Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, am I at a disadvantage already?
We'll find out. Right.
It's
we'll
a bit of a mixed out. Bag this week. Okay. So event number one, what year did this happen? On this day. So what are we? We're November 17th.
Yeah.
On this day, Canadian actress Rachel McAdams. Of Mean Girls fame was born.
Get in, loser. We're going shopping.
I can't go to Taco Bell. I'm on an all-carb diet. God, Karen, you are so stupid.
Mm, all right.
You've got a daughter, Smithy. Surely you've seen Mean Girls.
Yes, I have.
Okay. Good.
But there's a new one coming out.
I don't know the actress.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah. She's also from The Notebook and things.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I love those kind of movies. Was Arnie in that?
I feel like we've really set Smithy up to fail.
I don't know, this is tough. I feel like Rachel's older than I think, but I put that it's a big 4-0 for Rachel. She was born in 1983. Is that 40?
Smithy, what did you write? Yeah, that's 40.
I've gone for 1987.
You were both pretty well off. She was born in 1978.
What? So,
yeah. She was quite old. Like, it was one of those things where the actress is a lot older than the school student they're playing.
So she's 45 today.
Yeah, we'll go with that, Matt.
Yeah, nothing wrong with mid-40s, Bronte.
No. But that's a point to me, just FYI.
Oh, yeah, 1 point.
80, 83. You said 80.
Jeez, you tell me the rules now.
Yeah. We just make them up as we go along.
Absolutely. You listen to the show.
Event number two. On this day, Britney Spears became the youngest singer to get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. When did Britney... So I guess you're thinking of...
Prime Britney.
Prime. But usually with the Walk of Fame, like it's prime and then probably out a few years.
All right. Is it giving us
like it's more of a legacy thing, I think. But.
Is it before the hair and everything?
Yeah, can you confirm if she had hair or not?
Yeah, I think about the same time. I can't remember.
Okay.
When did you get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
I've written 2005.
Smithy?
2007. Come on.
Come on.
Bronte takes it out again with 2003. Bloody done it.
You know how I say you can't swear on the radio. This is bull.
Do you want to play for Pride one more?
One more.
Do I have to play for Pride or something?
We're really on with our boss when he stops at bull and says, heck yeah. Last but not least, on this day, the original Disney film, The Little Mermaid, was released.
Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun.
I love
it. I feel like Producer Beck put this together. What, before she went away, I feel like she's really going hard up against you, Smithy.
The first Die Hard movie came out or yeah. something. Seriously.
All right, I've written a year down.
One, two, three. Have I seen it? No. Have I seen the new one? No.
I've written 1996.
Smithy? 1993.
And Smithy finally gets a point! 1989.
What?
Well, that's your homework for the weekend. Go get Disney Plus. Watch The Little Mermaid.
Do I have to?
Yeah.
All right.
Your daughter will love you for it.
Yeah.
That's sort of how On This Day works.
Are we allowed to keep it around, Boss Man Smithy?
Yeah, just don't invite me back.
Yay! A list of the most common passwords for this year have been released, Cliffo, and they are saying, if you have these, don't use them anymore. Because they can be hacked in 2 seconds.
Yeah. I know, I don't want to steal your thunder here. I'm pretty sure one of them on the list will be password.
Okay.
I know. Well, that...
Oh, spoiler. Yes, it's number four.
Is it? Hold on. I reckon this could change the game. I'm pretty sure I could guess them all. But anyway, okay. You do your thing.
So this is global password manager NordPass. They trawled 10.9 terabytes of publicly available databases to track what people on the dark web would use to infiltrate and steal identities.
Right.
And so they have around 10.9 terabytes is passwords used by 4.5 million people.
Okay, right.
And these hackers can, once they guess your password, hack in less than a second for some of them. But like you said, password is on the list at number four, and it takes them less than a second to crack it if password is your password. So change it, guys.
I know another. Sorry, I got to jump in.
No, please.
Q-W-E-R.
QWERTY.
QWERTY.
QWERTY is on the list. QWERTY.
Oh, people go the T and Y as well, do they?
Yeah, people do QWERTY. So that is the top couple of things on your
left
keyboard.
Left to right on your keyboard. It's the first five or six letters.
QWERTY 123, number six. That also takes less than a second to crack. People are lazy. Admin, less than a second. That's number three. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah. ABC in there?
ABC is
easiest
not
one,
there.
Two, three.
So if you want to use it.
Everyone change password now. I'm Cliffo and I believe in second chances.
And I'm Bronte and I just want to win again.
Can you beat Bronte? Redemption round.
Yeah, and it's day five, which means the people's dud will be crowned today, taking home $500. And the opportunity to take on the Brontosaurus all next week.
The opportunity that they have to take whether they want to or not, because I'm hungry and all of this dudding around this week has piqued my appetite.
It's all fresh meat.
Yeah.
She's a carnival. Yeah. She's ready to feast. Eloise is here. She's our carryover champ. She took out Dave on day four in a Stephen Bradbury-esque move. But Eloise, if you win today, the $500 all yours, my friends.
I've been told by my partner that we have to get the $500. Ooh, sorry, the pressure's on.
What's it for? It's for the wedding, isn't it?
Yeah, we're getting married, not till January 2025. But I tell you what, weddings are so expensive. I think we should just run away and elope.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife and I did that.
Yep, $500 will help with that too.
Too tight.
Yeah.
Yep. You're a woman of my own tight ass heart, Eloise.
Yeah, look, at this point, I wish I could, but it's probably everything's booked. So those are...
Oh, you better go through with it. Better go through with it. Jodie, have you planned a wedding before?
I'm already married.
Yeah, so you did.
I won't be though if I don't win.
Oh my God, the pressure on these poor ladies today. So Jodie lost to me all the way back in February, only made it to the third question in 30 seconds, and out of the three that she got to, one was right.
Oh, not a great run. Not a great run,
Jodie. Thanks for the recap.
Sorry, I just did it. We need to tell everyone so they know that you're dud-worthy.
We need to paint the dud picture,
yes.
Jodie. Jodie, we're going to put you in the soundproof booth, okay?
Yep, okay.
So you have
Bye, Jodie.
And Eloise, for you, 30 seconds and five questions, $500 on the line. Are you good to go?
Let's do it.
All right. Your time starts now. A person who sews for a living is called a what?
Seamstress.
What language is most commonly spoken in Brazil?
Ah.
What sport does Cristiano Ronaldo play?
Soccer.
What is the famous weapon used in Jedi Knights in Star Wars?
Pass.
George Harrison was a member of which famous band?
Pass.
What language is most commonly spoken in Brazil?
Portuguese.
What is the famous weapon used by Jedi Knights in Star Wars?
I've got.
It's okay.
Not a Star Wars person. That's okay. You're either into it or not.
No, I have no
idea. No, all good. I haven't seen it. I get it.
We'll get Jodie out of soundproofing. We're going to rack up 30 seconds for her and five questions. Jodie, how are you feeling?
Yeah, do it.
You can do it, Jodie.
Game on.
You can pass if you want, but your time starts now. A person who sews for a living is called a what?
Seamstress.
What language is most commonly spoken in Brazil?
Portuguese.
What sport does Cristiano Ronaldo play?
Soccer.
What famous weapon is used by Jedi Knights in Star Wars?
Lightsaber.
George Harrison was a member of which famous band?
Beatles. Yeah.
Okay.
You
got some answers.
Do you want to run through them?
Yeah, let's do it. All right. Cool. So, a person who sews for a living is called a seamstress or a seamster, and you both got that correct. 1 point each. What language is most commonly spoken in Brazil? It is Portuguese, which you both got correct.
Also, great chicken. Portuguese chicken. Shout out Nando's.
Okay.
Love
kickbacks. What sport does Cristiano Ronaldo play? It is soccer, football, we would have accepted, but we got an answer from both of you, and it was correct. So
that's 3 points apiece. 3 points each. All right.
George Harrison was a member of which famous band? It was the Beatles. Did Jody get in before the timer?
I don't know. It was sort of on the line there.
100%
no. Line ball.
Well, unfortunately, we didn't get an answer from Eloise. So 4-3, it came down to what is the famous weapon used by Jedi Knights in Star Wars? It is a lightsaber. Unfortunately, no Eloise, but Jody!
Good job.
Jody.
You couldn't write it. You couldn't write
Jody
it.
Jody literally swans in on day five, plays one game, and becomes the people's dud. Jody, $500 cash all yours. Well done.
Thank you.
Poor Jody, we should say, has laryngitis at the moment, so fighting two battles this morning.
Last time you got me, I was stuck in traffic and I was just like, oh, and I just couldn't think.
Jeez, you are a dud. You're used to playing under the weather.
She is the people's dud.
Take it back, Bronte. Take it back.
Oh, Jody, so what we're going to do, we're going to give you, you've won $500.
Yes.
But you have the opportunity to take on the Brontosaurus next week. If you can beat her best out of five next week, we're going to up that to $1,000, okay?
Is it? So same time?
Same time,
same place, Jody. I'll see you
then. Tell us you're available, please.
Oh, wait. All right. Sounds good.
Great. Get better on the weekend. Eloise, thank you.
No worries.
Thanks, Eloise.
Don't be sorry.
Good job.
You're Bradbury at fair and square.
That's not the attitude of a dud.
No, that's right. Jody is our people's dud, taking on the Brontosaurus every day next week. Can you beat Bronte? Back Monday morning after 7 on HIT.
You know when you get your tax return around that middle of the year period and you can see exactly where our taxes as an Australian have gone towards? Do you like to look it up? I like to see where it's going.
I generally stop at the figure that is coming back as a return. I look for that part. Tick.
Sometimes it goes to education. It goes to obviously funding our roads and things. But there's going to be probably a bit of a extra one on there next year because it's been revealed this morning that Queensland taxpayers are going to be shelling out a six-figure sum for the Wiggles.
It's a big week for the Wiggles.
It's been a big week. I mean, they lost big at the Arias. They lost the coveted Best Children's Album Award to former Wiggle, Emma Memma. Yeah, that's got to hurt.
The Justin Timberlake of the group. She went rogue.
Well, look, I'm sure they're pretty happy with this. It's been revealed that Queensland taxpayers are going to be funding the Wiggles as they have been contracted to promote messages for the Queensland government. Firstly, they did a song called Electricity. I don't know if you've heard this, so we're not playing it clearly on the Hit Network. This is a 3-year campaign on electrical safety.
Yeah, right, okay.
But now this new deal.
So I don't remember that. And I watch a lot of TV, listen to a lot of radio, so.
Don't know where that's
very
gone.
Very effective, guys.
$135,000 is the total money being earned by the group from the Queensland government to fund this free kindy message that we've spoken about on the show. Now, I know I want to talk to you about this because your boy Charlie is
he's
probably going to be part of
this. He's in kindy next year, yeah. So I'll take the free kindy.
Yeah.
Do I need to be paying the Wiggles $500,000
to tell me
to take the free money? No. I was just going to take the free money. Alpha Bucks back this coming Monday, the 20th of November, and it's free clue time.
I actually got to pick the clue for Monday, and I think I've picked one that
dangerous
will stumble people the most. So I wanted to give it to them because your answer is accordion.
Accordion.
Yes.
So it's an A.
Yeah,
it's
an A.
Accordion's an A.
It was musical instrument.
That's good of you to pick the tougher answer.
I just think it's hard.
All right, Bronte helping us all out there.
Split it with me.
We love giving away. Yeah, we are open to bribes. A is your letter, accordion, your free answer for Monday's Alpha Box.
I want you to know that I'm here for you. I'm a big fan of you. I support you in everything that you do. But sometimes you say some silly, silly stuff.
Don't butter me up before you're about to throw me under the bus. It doesn't change what you're about to do.
No. You said something particularly interesting on the show yesterday that I said off air, hey, I'm just going to put a little, see this pin? I'm just going to put that right there and we're going to come back to it.
Our board of stuff to come back to looks like a murder's happened. Like there's a map and there's
strings.
There's strings and pins and it's a whole thing.
Because you said something. It wasn't that it, you know, it was silly in its nature. It just sparked something in me that I feel like people are going to resonate with. Yeah. So we were talking about the fact that the Australian word of the year was revealed to be Matilda.
Yeah.
I said to you in a private conversation, I was like, I want you to ask your daughter Matilda how she feels about that. That's so exciting.
Well, it wasn't.
Not for her.
She just gave us nothing. And I was trying to say that I shouldn't have told her while she was eating this particular food. I won't say the name of the food because that's where it gets interesting on the tape.
This is what happened.
Stupidly, I decided to record when she was eating some ravioli.
Some what?
We call it ravioli in our house. Ravioli.
Ravioli. That's my word of the year.
So in our house, it's just, there you go. There's a new one. We just call it ravioli because my son can't say it. I started with my daughter, who's 9 now. She would be able to say, I have to think. Ravioli. But she always called it Rabalobi when she was a toddler, and that got passed on to my son to the point now I can be at an Italian restaurant and they can be like ravioli on the thing. Like we even on our shopping list, if my wife writes a shopping list, she'll write Rabalobi.
Seriously?
It's Rabalobi.
Well, that's the thing. I think within families, these terms become part of the everyday language. And when you said that and you explained exactly that to me, it made me think of what in the Langbrook house we have had words for terms. Mm. And instead of calling planes or airplanes or whatever, we call them upstairs. Like, it's up there because when my little brother was a baby, he couldn't say plane, so he said, oh, look at the up there.
A plane is an up there.
Up there. What a plane chat this morning.
G6 up there.
So
that's
now,
a very cute one, Bronte.
It's still a part of the thing,
so
like you
if
said.
If you're at the airport, you're not about to board the plane, you're about to board the up there.
The up there, or like up there has just landed. And I think
I love
there's
that.
Others within Queensland families we want to hear on 13 10 60. What is your family's word for a term or a food or a
but
plane?
But it's just yours.
Yeah, it's just yours.
I think every family has one of these.
Yeah.
Because my current family, like my new family that I built, didn't like the old one, so I built my own. We have Rabalobi, but the old family, all boiled eggs were googie eggs.
Googie eggs!
I think a few people call boiled
I've heard
egg
of googie eggs, yes, you know, I have heard of that one. But Rabioli is definitely.
Rabalobi. Say it right.
It's very original.
What is your family's word.
Yeah, maybe you are heading to the airport this weekend. You're going to hop into an up dare, and when you get there, you get served a nice big plane full of rabbioli.
Saying it wrong. This is what happened on the show yesterday. Stupidly, I decided to record when she was eating some ravioli.
Some what?
We call it ravioli in our house. Ravioli.
Ravioli. That's my word of the
year.
So
in our house, it's just, yeah, there you go. There's a new one. We just call it ravioli because okay, my son can't say it. Where, like, if I'm at an Italian restaurant and I want to order the ravioli. Like, I have to do that. I have to think about it.
The way to think to you is very strange.
Ravioli.
Well, my family's word for a term that we know is up dare, which is a plane, because my little brother couldn't say the word plane as an infant. And now we all just call it an up dare.
131060, what's your family's word? Mm. Every family has a word. Tamara, does yours?
Yes, I actually had about three of them when I was younger, but my most favourite one was hangcoker.
Hangcoker?
Hangcoker.
Yep.
Trying to think. Oh, I know.
Coat hanger.
Yep.
Oh! Is that your sister, Cooper? How did you know that?
Yeah. Thanks, sis Tamara. Hey, what did you got? Hang poker, coat hanger.
I love that.
Awesome. 131060, who's this?
It's Sarah. How are you?
Hey, Sarah.
What's your family's word?
Oh, you wouldn't believe it. KBCD.
KBCD.
KBCD. KBCD. Would have been the band ACDC.
Absolutely not.
No.
What is it?
KFC.
Why are you adding so many more letters?
I mean, it's already three letters. Why add more? Well, you're making the idea of a family word is to make it easier, not harder. Hey, who's this?
Amy.
Hey, Amy. Have you got a word for something?
Yeah, so my son calls rissoles rissiles. And we've always...
Rissiles.
It's just stuck now. Everyone just says rissiles. And people are like, what are they talking about?
Yeah.
God, it they love sounds warfare. Like they're about to attack. Benno, what's your family's word?
So I'm not 100% certain, but I remember the old girl telling me years ago it's either my brother or my cousin, and it was body data for helicopter.
Body data?
Body data?
Oddy, as in O-double-D-Y. Oddy data.
Body data.
For helicopter.
Bronte's thinking body data. Yeah,
all right. What's your body count?
Which dad and what bod? 131060, who's this?
Georgia.
We'll end on you. What's your family's word?
Mine's get-get.
Get-get. What's that?
It's short for yogurt.
Get-get out of here. That's crazy.
That was the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.